Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
My next guest tonight is a comedian you know from Lady Dynamite, BoJack Horseman, and her comedy special. She's now written a book, Sure I'll Join Your Cult. Please welcome back to The Late Show the incredibly funny Maria Bamford. Hi, Maria Bamford.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to have you back. The people out there don't know, but you and I know that you were my last guest on March 12th, 2020, which was our last show before everything shut down. We actually had to send the audience home that night, so it was just you and me in that balcony up there. Just jawbone, and here we are. Let's go back to that happy time right
raw.
There.
Yeah.
And now, I'm so happy to see that you are the author of a New York Times best-selling book. Sure, I'll join your cult.
That's pretty good.
That's fantastic. It's pretty good. Feel good?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Delighted.
How long did it take you to write this?
About 4 years.
Wow. Have you ever been in a cult?
Depends on how you define cult. If it's a group of people, like-minded individuals who have odd practices, then yes. For instance, you have gone to 12-step programs.
Oh, sure, sure.
Everyone knows how problematic they are. But they are free.
Oh, free.
Free is the primary, it's my favorite thing about them.
Are some cults expensive?
Yes, that is the worrisome part. You don't want to get in a cult that costs anything. That's when you're in for something terrible. Scientology, it's pricey.
You get what you pay for, Maria.
Yeah.
You get what you pay for.
I've gone to a lot of the meetings, and I can get a ride on a Harley there and back from the Hilton Garden Inn, and that's free. That's free if you're going to AA or an NA.
Sure.
And I know it's a secret society, and I shouldn't say it's impossible for me not to tell everything about myself.
No, that's what I like about you.
Yeah, right.
You're very open about everything about yourselves. Would you be a good cult member? Because I would love to be in a cult. I think I'd be a star cult. Shave my head, give me the sandals, I'll stay on the compound, I'll eat the grain, I'll listen to Father, I'll do whatever you want.
Right?
Tell me how to live, what comes next? I need the relief. I gotta stop the squirrel cage from thinking.
Well, and I think the mental health care in our country is so terrible. Sometimes I wonder if you dip into a cult, tell friends, that's what you're doing.
That's the safety line.
Yeah, 2 weeks, go all in. And get into something that's very available. Jehovah's Witnesses, they're on every corner trying to get you in. You go to a lot of roller skating parties.
Sure.
And a lot of macaroni and cheese, from what I've heard. And then pull out abruptly. And that's not...
Bungee. It's a bungee cord is what you're saying.
It's an oxytocin rush that you might need before if you're waiting to get into a psych ward.
You, speaking of which, have been wonderfully, breathtakingly open about your own mental health issues.
Yes.
What's your advice for people who are seeking mental health but don't, it's not always available to them.
Yeah, there's a lot of memes out there that I think are, you know, very...
Memes?
Memes.
Yeah, yeah,
like, say, like, hey, you, ask for help. Hey, tell someone. You know, and make you feel...
So it's your fault if you didn't.
Like an idiot, you know? And sometimes you can call, you can text suicide hotline, and sometimes there's a 45 to 90 minute wait if during peak surge hours, like the Super Bowl. And so... I say lower the bar to accessing mental health care. Call freaking anybody. I called Hertz Rent-A-Car. This woman picked up on the first ring. I told her what was going on. You know, I'm clearly a waste of resources. And she said, all I can do is lease you a car. Before hanging up on me, she did say, you know what, sweetheart, I do believe every human life has value. You take care. Come on!
You know,
that's not nothing.
A little spark in the darkness.
My favorite place to call, I love to call the anti-abortion people because all their literature says life is a gift. Have them take the time to prove it to you. I'm not pregnant. My mother was. And that saucy lady kept it. So 53 years later, what's the plan? I would like to be placed in a loving home!
In the book, you call your family your first cult.
That's my first cult.
I can understand that, but what do you mean?
You know, your family has very strong belief that you may not realize how odd they are until you leave your family.
They have their own code words.
Yes.
They have,
yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know what your mother's main message to you. My mom's main message to me in life was, oh, God. Oh, honey. Oh, I guess it's all right. pay people well. My mom always thought it was important to pay people very well.
Okay, again, you get what you pay for.
Right.
What were family dinners like growing up? Ours were often like quizzes. My dad would like quizzes, you know, trivia.
Right, there were 11 of you.
Oh, there were 11 of us, yeah.
That's classroom management.
What are the three layers of a glacier, Maria Bamford?
Oh, God, no, I don't know.
Ice, snow, and neve.
That's
you had to know that in my family. You had to know. That was the final question every time.
Well, my mom and my sister were kind of the showstoppers. They had great stories, charisma. They had the it factor. So my dad, my stories, I was younger. I didn't have as many experiences going on. I didn't have a lot of hot material. So he would set a timer for me at the dinner table and let me go for 3 minutes before anyone could interrupt me, which is just like comedy. It's just like...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just like a set. Yeah, but that's actually... I really love that story. Like, keep on going.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what my mom used to do is that I was terrible at telling stories. I was also the youngest, and I wanted to be like them, and they were all very funny to me. They hung the moon. They were wonderful. But I couldn't keep up with them or even their references or anything. And so I told long, rambling stories full of details that were totally not related to whatever the point or the thrust of the plot of the story was, and their eyes would roll, and I heard my mom in the kitchen. I was about to come through the kitchen door, and I heard my mom saying, you listen to his stories. It's important to him, and he loves you. And to this day, if anyone enjoys one of my stories or appears to be enjoying one of my stories, like you right now, all I can think of is, mom got to him. They don't actually like my story.
But she's not wrong.
No.
It seems to be a way to show people you love them is by listening to them.
Yes, paying attention.
I've learned over time.
Wow, that is an important, that's important. Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yes.
Next week. Spoiler.
Yes.
And do you enjoy the holiday? Some people find the holidays depressive. Do you enjoy it? Do you have plans?
I'm not the greatest cook, so I'm trying to talk to myself in this voice and just tell me, you know, I love cooking. I just love it. And I just love having really big groups of people over and finding out what happens, you know, just kind of lose myself in a recipe.
I mean, reminder, do you have a new special called Local Act coming out December 12th? And I'm being told that I'm in it in some way.
Yes, you are.
And you brought a clip of what? Would you mind if we show this?
Of course. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so evidently this has something to do with me. Jim?
What's the most baller moment in your career? Okay, somehow more shameful.
Stephen Colbert said about 8 years back, I was the funniest comedian on earth. 2 years later, he said, she's one of my favorites, which is a precipitous drop.
Join Your Cult is available now. Her new stand-up special, Local Act, premieres December 12th. Maria Bamford, the funniest person in the world. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting May 1st.